This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 26 for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. It's our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian, this week we are in the middle of our graduation speeches series, and we will get to hear from the Southeast Knights.
All right. You know, we're also halfway through our summer. I counted. We have 5 weeks behind us, and 5 weeks from today, students will be on their Wednesday of their first week of school.
Whoa, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, sometimes summer, especially around the school district, it feels like it's going too fast. And when I read this, it's actually like, wow, we're not as far through it as I felt, because it can perpetually feel like school starts next week.
Right.
But we got 5 weeks. Hey, do you remember hitting that point in the summer when, you look so forward to the summer, and then you're like, oh, I can't wait to go back to school and see all my friends?
You know, I don't remember that, mainly because I lived in such a small town. I saw my friends every day anyway. We got to go play,
yeah.
And so I missed the structure a little bit, and I loved to learn and I loved school, but I think the fact that I lived in such a small town and I got to see my friends anyway, I don't ever remember. How about you?
I remember thinking, every day you get up, it's like, well, I can ride bikes and swim.
Right.
And there gets to be a point where it's like, I would like to get back to doing something else.
Something besides swimming and riding bikes.
Kind of the excitement of the next school year. Some of the stuff that's on the LPS website right now, our Jason Keys wrote a great new story that's up there. It's called Summer School Students Bond with Alzheimer Patients and They Learn Lessons Beyond the Classroom. So it's a story about some students in an art class up at summer school, Jan Dietz art class, and they are doing projects to help bring awareness to Alzheimer's and those that struggle with the disease. So they've been working with a residential program up there called Country House, and some of those residents came to North Star, got to talk about their art projects and just kind of get to spend some time with the students. And the students really got to sort of create some bonds with those residents. One student up there, Sydney, she said she kept a smile on my face the whole time she was here.
Aww.
Kind of reminded her of her great-grandmother, she said.
Oh, that's fabulous. So. And I know Pete Ferguson has done a lot of work with both of those things, both the summer school and the country house. So what a neat opportunity for community involvement and community engagement for our kids.
Yeah, and they got to go mini-golfing together.
Oh,
they had
fun.
Had a thing called Put an End to Alzheimer's. So,
and I think they created some of the holes, the art
it
class.
It sounded like them. I created some, decorated some.
Decorated
so, yeah.
Them. What a fun project that they get to do on. So, yeah, summer school is wrapping up this week for our high school students, and we'll have that graduation on Thursday. I know we'll have a team out there covering it, so be looking for that story on our website in the future. Well, Brian, let's hear from some of the Knights at Southeast High School and the class of 2019. This year's senior speakers included Hannah Johnson, Nevaeh Madlock, and Helen Howard. Let's take a listen.
Good afternoon, Knights. It is an honor to be able to speak in front of the class of 2019 and our families and congratulate you all on a wonderful 4 years. I am filled with so much pride when I think about how we have all played a part in becoming such a hardworking, intelligent, and goal-driven group of Knights. This trip that has been high school has been a long one and has been telling us for years that once we graduate, things would be different in the real world. Now that we sit here today, caps on heads, diplomas in hand, can you say that you're ready? Do you know where you're going? On the first real day of LSE, I, like many others, tried to navigate the halls. Eventually, I ended up in the office where a student ambassador found me lost and overwhelmed. She took me to my locker and helped me find the right class, and the whole time, she wore a smile. She was the kind flight attendant on my first solo plane ride. On that first day, we did not know what the next 4 years would hold. My first day story is only one of many, but I wish I had taken a step back and considered maybe this is everyone else's first ride too. The student ambassador taught me to keep in mind that in the world outside of airplanes, kindness and understanding will cost you nothing and always treat it like so. Since our first day, we have not been in the same room with more than a handful of each other at one time. We're about to go our separate ways and take up our own space in the world. When you hold your diploma in hand, do not think of it as just a piece of paper, but the ticket towards your next step. The next step towards your long-term goals, to educations, careers, and adventures that will allow you to choose how you shape the rest of your life. Southeast has helped us pack our bags and is sending us off with infinite support. As we move on from Southeast, keep in mind that if you focus too hard on the destination, you'll miss out on some amazing views on the way there. Slow down for a moment and acknowledge a teacher, coach, or staff member from LSE, the real pilots of the school who taught us how to fly on our own. Simply think about a time they gave you a much-needed laugh, maybe when they gave you a kick in the rear or helped you with your oxygen mask when you needed it most. Think of a time that they gave you a reason to come back to the place that we find ourselves so anxious to leave. Despite everything that we've thrown at them, there was never a single person in the school that was rooting against us. Though at times, I'm sure they were ready with their parachutes to jump out of the plane, they never gave up, and for some of us, that's why we sit here today. Remember to always reflect on situations that life hands you, and keep in mind that you are the only one able to control your reactions. With that being said, also remember that pessimism will get you nowhere, whereas optimism can get you anywhere. For so long, we heard talk of life after high school, and now that time has come. It's been described as something called the real world, but for the past 4 years, we've been a part of the real world. We learned how to write in MLA format, file taxes, and some of us got really good at Kahoot, all of which by definition makes us functioning members of society, but does not make the world real. The experience, emotion, failures, and successes do. Experience, emotion, failure, success. We've seen one another go through so much during our time as Knights. We're a unique class, not just because of the changes that we saw, but the ones that we helped implement. Those changes led us to finding our voices and standing up for what we believed in, and that is plenty real. We owe a big thank you to those voices telling us that the changes would come and letting us learn that we would be the ones leading them. Class of 2019, take a good look at your cap, your gown, and your diploma. On behalf of one another, I'd like to say good job, we did it, and congratulations. Today is the day to celebrate this and to celebrate us. It's time to get off the plane and after a very long ride, find not just our next adventure, but find ourselves. Find, embrace, and create opportunities as inspiration to better yourselves and your community. Today is the day to decide. Where will you look first? Where will you go next? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day we've all been waiting for. We finally made it. This is the day we were all dreading our freshman year, but surely couldn't wait for starting our junior years. Let's give a big shout out to everyone and everything who got us here today. Shout out to our teachers and administrators, our parents, Wikipedia, SparkNotes, Quizlet, Google, all of it. The biggest shout out I want to give, though, is to all of you. I'm very proud to be standing here looking over all of you, and I am impressed and truly mean it, especially considering how much I heard the words, I'm done, or I just want to drop out, come out of our mouths like they did. I'm also not saying this just to make you feel better. I'm impressed by the amount of individualism expressed amongst this class. We were all put into a system that says we need to get good grades, go to college, get a high-paying job, get married, live in a big house, and start a family at some point. I've already seen so many of you challenge that lifestyle. Going into freshman year, we weren't worried about life after high school or our impact on the community. We didn't talk about politics or have a mind of our own. As long as we were able to make it to the varsity football game on Friday, life was good. We all have different experiences, but when it came to school, we were mostly the same at that point. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you a short story about myself. Going into freshman year, for personal reasons, I did not want to be at school. I sat in the back of the room with my arms crossed and didn't speak for the most part. I wasn't excited to do schoolwork or socialize and had a bad attitude towards a lot of things in life. One day, my freshman English teacher brought me aside and said to me, "Hey, if this is an attitude that you are going to express for the rest of your life, life won't get any better for you. If you want things to change, then you need to be the one to change them." And that stuck with me forever because he was right. From then on, every single day when I walked into that class, I felt motivated to be the best that I can be and do the best that I can. I felt as if I were actually a part of the class versus being in the back corner, quiet, and crossing my arms, like I had a place. He had faith in me that I could do anything I put my mind to, and it made me want to push myself and make a positive impact on myself and my life, and I felt I could do anything as long as I just focused. The way I felt was powerful and important, and I am here to do that for all of you today. Now is the time to start using your voices and the individual power you may not even know you have, and take action and complete control. What's stopping you now? Idealistically speaking, now is the time to make your dreams come true and make your life look the way you want it to. Life for us truly begins the minute we walk out of these doors today. When you walk out of these doors, I want you to remember how high school changed you, how it helped mold the person that you are today. Acknowledge your qualities and use them. It's time for you to take your own path. If you so happen to fall, pick yourself back up. If you somehow end up in a deep hole, dig yourself out now, because it's your turn. Show us your potential and how you can make a big change in your life and the lives around you. We as a class grew both mentally and physically over these long yet short 4 years. According to Robert Remeek Williams, an American rapper and activist known professionally as Meek Mill, we are all big fish in the sea now. So I can't wait to see you all go out and make the world your own. To be brutally honest, I know that today will be the last day that I get to see a lot of you, but you know, that's okay. I've come to realize that I'm okay with that outcome if that means I get to watch you all grow and be successful and cheer you on in the shadows. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to be here today to congratulate you all on your success. We killed those 4 years at LSE and will continue to rock many more. We are all destined for greatness. Every next level in your life will require a bigger and better you. So take all that energy and excitement you have today and shock the universe with it. When you leave today, I want you to remember one quote, and that quote is, "Reality is wrong, dreams are for real," by the one and only Tupac Shakur. Keep in mind that life is what you make of it, but don't take things too serious. Nobody makes it out alive, so have fun nights. I love you all, and I wish you the best of luck.
My fellow graduates, I know we are all anxiously anticipating the end of this ceremony to finally finish this chapter of our lives and move on to the next, but I urge you to take a moment of self-reflection. It's important to think back on these 4 years and realize the effect they've had on you. Remember the people you've met and the experiences you've had. Regardless of whether this influence is positive or negative, it's all crucial in shaping you to become the person you are today and the person you'll someday be. There's a monumentality to this event. Never again will we partake in a high school graduation ceremony, and for better or for worse, this may be the last time we see many of our peers after almost constant exposure to them for 4 years. These simple realizations symbolize an ending, and it's important to mourn properly, even if that means to simply acknowledge today's finality. People who know me know that I am the most sentimental person. For example, a teacher once showed me a photo of his newborn son, and I instantly started crying. And if you're even half as prone to sentimentality as me, I'm sure you have memories that are more accessible in quiet moments. And if today marks an ending, then the moment we entered Lincoln Southeast, wide-eyed and dazed, was a beginning. I remember sitting in my second period civics class, feeling so grown up simply because I was finally in high school. Everything in between that first memory and today are part of what I like to call the middle part. The middle is made up of moments in between the noteworthy events. For me, it consists of laughing in A-Lot at 10 p.m. after rehearsal, the adrenaline rush I felt right before walking on stage for my senior one act, and simply bonding with those I've grown to love inside the classroom and out. These moments might not always be happy ones. There are moments of vulnerability and sadness when I realized my heart was broken, or I realized that life outside of Southeast was a reality I had to eventually face. All these experiences culminate in a string of memories, a supercut of the best and worst moments. High school is filled with concentrated experiences that come back in waves, reminding you of memories you may have overlooked or just simply forgotten. These memories might not be what you're immediately reminded of when looking back on high school, but they may be the most significant and the ones you look back on with the most nostalgia. And this isn't to say that high school should be considered the best part of our lives, but perhaps until now, it's collectively granted us our greatest memories and allowed us to meet those we cherish most. Life after high school won't be underwhelming by comparison, but the unrepeatable nature of these memories does make them notable. The middle is what strings together a four-year era that can never be replicated. I can't relive my junior prom when I stumbled taking photos in the April snow. I can't relive my final performance in the Jennifer L. Dorsey Howley Performing Arts Center. Or even the more trivial events, like writing DBQ essays in APUS history, checking out Chromebooks, or scanning in IDs. I'm sure we're all grateful that high school essays and some of the more monotonous activities are now a thing of our past. And despite these trivial moments, it's the little things that can be the most significant, even if we're the only ones who feel that way. The nature of today's ceremony is to celebrate our achievements as a collective group, to reel in all our experiences before subsequently releasing them out in the world. Soon, this speech and this ceremony will be over, and this will become a memory too. Beginnings and endings have importance and merits uniquely their own, but what I urge the class of 2019 to never forget is that middle part.
Wow, I loved how positive the speakers were today. They're talking about, you know, the great things that people have done for them. Hannah even talked about the student ambassador, which that's one thing that we hadn't heard referenced. We've heard teachers and staff and all that things. But going clear back to somebody that was just willing to kind of show her the ropes and say, you know, welcome to Southeast, and kind of show
that first positive experience.
Right,
at
right. And it was funny the way that Hannah kind of referenced everything in terms of sort of an airplane sort of thing. So it was almost like the safety video.
I liked the oxygen mask, you know, that was a good
right. Oxygen mask, safety video, the parachutes. And then when she was done, she wrapped it all up and said, go find your adventure. And just what a great message for those that are sitting in those seats, again, not knowing what's necessarily going to come up for them. And Nevaeh, you know, she was talking about her English teacher saying that, you know, you need to be the one to change your life. People aren't going to do it for you. You've got to sort of grab hold of things and do this for yourself.
Yeah, I thought how it totally changed her attitude around her freshman year, because her high school outcome could have been completely different had she not, you know, had that teacher kind of take her aside and say, listen, your experience is going to be what you make of it, which we hear so often. But it was great to hear her say, you know, I could have gone down this different path, but I took control. I thought that was very inspiring.
And how often have we heard students talk about that? I mean, there's this massive experience that students have. And, you know, it's all these students and all these teachers, and they identify one.
Right.
And it's like, you know, without this person amongst all of that, my outcome would have been so different.
And she wanted to impart that information or that knowledge to these seniors as they're walking out the doors. Hey, it's not over. Just because we're done with high school doesn't mean it's over. This is your chance now as you walk out these doors into the world and become adults. This is your chance to take control.
Saying you're all big fish in the sea now.
You're all big fish.
And then Helen, just really reflecting on all the stuff and kind of looking at that it's no singular thing that happened. It's kind of the combination of all of those things that went into high school, the good things, the bad things, the stupid things, the great things. And that all kind of formed this sort of nebulous memory where it's like, hey, this is what high school was.
And take that and build upon it. And that shapes who you are now.
So great collection of speeches. Who do we have next week?
Next week we have Southwest High School and then followed by Northeast High School, and that'll be our last one. It's hard to believe it'll be over.
Well, if there is anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to all of this along with the slim calendar right now, but we're starting to get into the end of the summer. There's going to be things coming up on it, including the first day of school here eventually. That's all up on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each Wednesday when we put up a new episode, you'll find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. If there's something else that you listen to a podcast with and we're not on there, let us know. And links to all of these services are also up at lps.org/podcast. That's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.